You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There was one big story that came out of the combine.
Okay.
And that is, now, the day after Caleb Williams says all the right things, and he's getting praised about how he's not going to turn down an opportunity to be the Bears quarterback. If he gets drafted by the Bears, he's excited. If the Bears trade the pick, he gets excited to play for a different team. If the Bears didn't draft him first overall, he's excited to go play somewhere else. He sounded great. He is now declining medical evaluation, and he is believed to be the first player ever to show up at the combine, be there physically, and decline medical evaluation.
Well, you know, it's got to start somewhere. You know, there are many players over the years that have complained about the combine and what goes on at the combine. And it was just a matter of time before somebody was going to show up and say, you know, not only am I not throwing, I'll come here and I'll talk, I'll interview with you guys, but you're not touching me medically. You're not looking at me medically. Now, watching him play over the last 2 years, I would say there's nothing wrong with him medically. Yeah, unless, of course, there's something like a spinal stenosis or they have, you know, a lower back problem. You would never know, but he doesn't look like he has a problem.
No, he doesn't, but you really don't know, right? You have no idea. And if I'm going to put my job on the line, and if I'm as a general manager, and also if I'm an owner making a tremendous investment, I got to know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I got to know. I don't know if I'd be able to take him.
No, they're going to take him. And the thing is that, you know, it's just a matter. He knows they're going to take him. Everybody knows that they're going to take
him.
Then
why is he declining it?
There's no reason for it. No reason for anybody else to have any sort of, you know, information about me if I know I'm going to the Bears. The Bears can check me out when they draft me.
Oof.
That kind of thing.
All right, so I know that you're talking from a player's perspective.
Yeah, I'm just
from a general
you.
Manager's perspective or an owner's perspective, how would you feel?
I would feel, you know, a little bit frustrated, no question. But again, you know, I keep telling you that these kids are changing and they're changing and they're changing. And the money that they're making in college, the empowerment that they now have, it kind of changes the landscape. So that's why I was saying, you know, in the middle of the season, if Caleb Williams had said, I do not want to play for, you know, anybody other than, say, the Commanders, where he's from, that would have really been a test for the NFL, because now all of a sudden kids are picking where they want to go.
It wouldn't be the first time.
I know, yeah, but there were different reasons why different, like Eli and John Elway specifically did their situations. This would have been because, look, I'm Caleb Williams. I've already made, you know, $10 million at USC, whatever it is, and I can do whatever I want because it's player empowerment time. That's not going to happen. That's not what he said. He said that if the Bears pick him, he'd love to play there, and that would be a smart thing for him.
And very rarely, now, some people could look at this and say that it's going to project into the future and a ton of guys are going to do this. It's very rarely that someone like this is going to come along where you feel like it's a no doubt 100% he's going to be the guy that gets selected first overall. Everybody else is sort of have to go there, and, you know, whether it's going up from, you know, being fourth overall or third overall,
I don't know.
15th
I don't know.
To 14th.
Let me ask you a question. Is Marvin Harrison Jr. going through any of this?
He's
not doing anything.
Well, no, I think he's getting a medical evaluation because the story was that Caleb Williams was the first person and only person to ever do this. So that means if Marvin Harrison is there, then he's probably going through the medical evaluation.
Yeah, Marvin Harrison says, I'm not working out the clock. I don't need to work out.
Well, there's been other guys, but see, there's been other guys who haven't worked out. There's been other guys who haven't thrown that are quarterbacks. There's been guys that don't go. But this is new in the fact that he is attending, not throwing, not participating, and also not getting any sort of medical evaluation. So that's new. So it's the he's believed to be the first invitee to decline medical exams and still attend the combine. So yeah, I mean we will see, but you know that most guys, I mean 99% of guys will go through these medical exams and do everything that they need to do. I don't think that this is, I mean, maybe for a quarterback who is believed to be a consensus number one guy in the future.
Yeah.
And then maybe they'll follow the Caleb Williams route.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.